what is the exact, like, your amplifier setup and down to the last pedal?
What, on stage?
Yes.
Marshall. Hundreds, which are customized by Tony Franks, New York. Yeah. He customized Hendrix amps too, actually. So they're about 200 watts. KL88 or whatever.
How many?
Four cabinets. Four cabinets. And then I just got a wah-wah pedal, wah, and an MXR unit. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Everything else is total flash. And I've got a harmonizer as well at the moment. But that's
when you did that one thing when you were doing stuff like that?
The Fandango. Yeah.
That's all you have on stage?
Yeah.
You have the theremin.
Oh no, wait a minute. No, yeah, alright, remind me, yeah. I've got the theremin.
Well, plus you got your violin bow.
Yeah, well sure, violin bow and an echo unit, yeah.
Just a regular echo plus?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me exactly which guitars you're using on stage.
God, this is amazing. This is really hard. There's so many. My Les Paul, or, you know, the usual. Right. I've got a spare one of those in case anything goes wrong. Double neck. String, one of those Fender string benders that was made for me by Jim Parsons, most kindly by Jim Parsons, Clarence White, who I think was one of the best over here, actually, without any doubt. But, yeah, it's really, yeah, in fact, you know, yeah, really great. Now where are we? Martin guitar. I've cut it back from what I was going to use. Martin guitar. Gibson A4. Mandolin. Martin, one of the cheap ones. What are the serial numbers of them? I'll tell you what it is. What's the next one?
E25?
No, it's not that. It's not the one with the herringbone back or anything like that. It's probably an 18. It's got those nice Grovers on. Whichever one is the first one up the line with the Grovers, is that's the one. Okay. But I've got a Gibson Everly Brothers, which is given to me by Ronnie Wood. And that's like the current favourite. But I don't take that on the road because it's a very personal guitar, and so I keep it with me in the room. That's a beauty. It's fantastic.
Have you used that?
It's just that there's only a few of those around, those Gibson Everly Brothers, and it's just, he's got one, and Keith Richards got one, and I've got one as well. So it's really nice, fantastic. It's a really nice gesture.
Have you used it on record at all?
Not yet, I haven't had a chance to yet, but I will do, because it's got such a nice sound. Let's see, what else have we got? I don't know, I think that's about it. I know when I come off stage it looks like this, looks like a guitar shop. They were standing out there, it looks like a guitar shop. But I sold off all my guitars before I left for America. Yeah, well there was a lot of old shit hanging around which I didn't need, you know. There's no point having things if you don't need them. And then when all the equipment came over here, up to that point we'd done our rehearsals and we were really on top, you know, really tip-top form. And then Robert caught laryngitis and we had to postpone a lot of the dates and reshuffle them. And I didn't touch a guitar for 5 weeks or something before coming here. And I got a bit panicky about that. After 2 years off the road, you know, there's a lot to think about. And I'm still only warming up, and I still can't coordinate a lot of the things I need to be doing, but I'm getting by, but it's not right. I don't feel 100% right yet. But I mean, we've still only done a few dates, really.
You broke your finger a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I fractured it and I smashed it and got tendon trouble. I got tendon trouble the first time, man. I didn't know it was tendon. I didn't know what it was, but until afterwards. It was tendon trouble. I had cortisone injections and this one of all. Which is that's the finger, isn't it?
Right.
So, and then It was really mad, actually. It was just prior to this, that was the one tour, and then the next year we came over again, and just before we were leaving, I travelled up to town by train, and the train came to a halt quickly, and it got caught in the train door. I didn't feel any pain, I just stood there and went, oh no. And that was all fractured and everything. There was two hairline fractures in it. So I couldn't use that finger at all for the first part of the whole tour. I mean, we opened up here in Chicago. I was just playing like three fingers and everything. But I worked out a technique using this finger, which I'd never come across if I had ever had that. You know? Really? Yeah. Like a special sort of vibrato thing, yeah. So it's all right, so I can incorporate that, yeah.
You and Django.
Oh, really, I tell you, if you hear that LP, mate, it makes me want to really give up. So, many times I feel like giving up, playing on an open level,
anyway.
I mean it.
That's really hard to believe. Anybody will tell you.
Well, there's so many good guitarists around me. You really are. You know, at one point there wasn't anybody any good, but suddenly everybody's got good. And a lot are getting better. Which is only natural. But,
who do you think is around now that's good?
Now? It's just general, you know.
Yeah.
In general. I'm talking on a general scale. You just hear so many good guitarists, and you don't even know who they are, you know. They turn that round so it doesn't implode, I suppose. Well, it would implode, but it wouldn't hurt us. He's like Captain Nemo, isn't he? All right there. Anyway, there you go, rambling.
So what year is the Les Paul that you're using now?
59.
Has it been worked on, changed around?
Yeah, it's been resprayed, that's all. But that's all gone now, it's all chipped off.
Joe
Walsh got it for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you change from using like the Telecaster and stuff to the Gibson, do you think your playing changed? Does it require a new approach? You know, they seem like they're different.
Yes, I think so. It's it's more of a fight with a Telecaster. So you know, but there are rewards. The Gibson's got all that, you know, it's a very stereotyped sound maybe now, I don't know. But it's got such a beautiful sustain to it. And I like sustain, really. You know, it relates to sort of bowed instruments and everything. You know, that's a sort of, yeah, well anyway, sustain speaks for itself, that's the whole thing. This whole area that everyone's been sort of, you know, pushing and experimenting in, and, you know, once it became electric. If you think about it, it's mainly sustain.
Yeah.